for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. 8 days after the deadliest mass shooting in American history, the U.S. Senate voted down four proposals to restrict those eligible to purchase firearms and expand screening of gun buyers. Late Monday, Republicans blocked proposals championed by Democrats. Democratic Senators Chris Murphy, including Chris Murphy of Connecticut, held a news conference after the votes.
Today, they've moved on to assault weapons. They specifically recruit lone wolf attackers to go to gun shows to buy assault weapons. We should take the same tact. So we're not giving up. The American people aren't giving up. We'll watch how these negotiations play out over the next few days, but I will tell you this. They are simply evidence of the fact that Republicans know they are on the wrong side of the electorate. Democracy doesn't allow for this place to be this far out of step with 90% of Americans for very long.
One measure would have blocked those on a variety of federal terror watch lists, including those barred from flying, from buying guns. Another would have expanded mandatory background checks for firearm purchases to include gun show and internet sales. Republicans said they could not vote for any proposal that did not provide a means for those wrongly placed on the terror list to contest the government's election. The Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday declared a yellow fever epidemic in three provinces, including the capital, Kinshasa, after confirming nearly 70 cases. Five people are already dead. Another 1,000 are suspected of having yellow fever. The World Health Organization, which already cited more than 2,500 cases in Angola, said the disease would likely spread throughout the region, particularly during the rainy seasons. This is VOA News. Tunisia expands.